请我们翻到哥林多前书第十二章。
Let us turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 12.
第十二章第十二节。
1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse
12. 就如身子是一个，却有许多肢体，而且肢体虽多，仍是一个身子。基督也是这样。
For even as the body is one, and yet has many members, and all the members of the body, though they are many, are one body, so also is Christ.
我们不拘是犹太人，是希利尼人，是为奴的，是自主的，都从一位圣灵受浸，成了一个身体，隐于一位圣灵。
For by one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether slaves or free, and we were all made to drink of one Spirit.
我们低头再有一点简单的祷告。
Let us bow our heads for a word of prayer.
亲爱的主，感谢你，因着你的恩典，我们又来到你的脚前。
Dear Lord, we thank you by your grace we can come once again before your feet.
为着这一次的特会，我们要向你献上感谢。
For this conference, we have to give you thanks.
是你恩待我们，叫我们能听见圣灵对教会所说的话。
You have been gracious to us so that we can, the churches can hear what the Holy Spirit wants to speak to us.
但愿凡有耳的都能听见你的声音，都能听见圣灵的声音。
May all of those of us who have ears, may we hear the voice of the Spirit.
今天晚上我们把这点时间再恭敬交在你的手里。
We want to commit this time back to you today.
我们求你越过我们的软弱，来对我们每一个人说话。
Lord, overcome our weaknesses so that you can speak to each and every one of us.
因着环境的缘故，我们常常觉得听话好像是艰难，是困难。
Due to our circumstances, our environment, sometimes we feel it's difficult to hear your word.
但是无论如何艰难，我们愿意讨你的喜欢。
But no matter how difficult it is, we seek to please you.
但愿没有任何的东西能拦阻你的话。
May there be nothing that can keep us from your word.
这一次如果我们不听见你的话，我们就不甘心。
If this time we do not hear your word, may we not be satisfied.
如果这一次我们不顺服你的话，我们也不甘心。
If we are not obedient to your word, may we not be satisfied.
我们求你把这个求你把这个心智赏给我们。
We do pray that you would give this unto us.
我们真是愿意在你面前说。
We do want to say before you.
但愿今天晚上
tonight,
你对我们每一个人说话。
May you speak to each and every one of us.
我们求你倒空我们。
May you empty us.
然后充满我们。
And then fill us.
靠主耶稣基督可爱的。
In Jesus' precious name.
Amen. 我们要继续昨天早晨所交通的。
We want to continue what we shared yesterday morning.
因为天气热的缘故，也许我们都已经忘记了。
And because of the heat, maybe we all forgot what I
shared. 但是因着时间的缘故，我也不能重复。
And because of time, though, I cannot review.
但是我想我很快地点一下就可以。
But I just want to point out a couple things.
我想我们的重点就是一同来看受圣灵的浸和受圣灵的膏。
The emphasis we want to have is the baptism in the Spirit and the anointing of the Spirit.
我们不只得着生命的圣灵。
We have not received just the spirit of life.
我们也得着能力的圣灵。
But also the spirit of power.
生命的圣灵这个词在圣经里面。
The spirit of life is found in the Bible.
能力的圣灵这个词也在圣经里面。
And the term the spirit of power is also found in the Bible.
神的话是完全平衡的。
God's word is completely balanced.
一面受圣灵的浸。
On one hand, baptized in the Spirit.
另一面受圣灵的膏。
On the other hand, anointed by the Spirit.
这件事都是发生在五旬节那一天。
And these things occurred on the day of Pentecost.
这是一个历史的事件。
This is a historical event.
但这个并不是说以后再也没有了。
But
再也没有以后我们再也不能经历到了。
But this does not mean that we will never experience it again.
虽然那是代表历史的一个事实。
Even though it is a historical fact.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
圣灵借着他的交通。
The Holy Spirit through His fellowship.
你看见要把这些都让我们都能带我们进入一切的真理。
He will bring us and lead us into all truth.
所以我们感谢主。
So we thank the Lord.
所有在圣灵浸里的一切。
And everything that was baptized into the Holy Spirit.
所有在圣灵膏里面的种种。
Everything that is anointed in the Spirit.
是今天可以经历的。
Is something we can experience today.
但是我们的经历乃是根据神在历史上已经完成的事实。
But our experience is according to the fact that already occurred in history.
我们不能走极端。
We cannot go to the extreme.
我们不能只讲事件，我们就不讲经历了。
We cannot experience just the fact. We cannot just preach on the fact.
你讲圣灵，不可能不讲到经历。
If you speak of the Holy Spirit, you cannot but speak of experience.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so brothers,
我们要清楚了。
We have to be clear.
感谢主，五旬节那一天。
On the day of Pentecost,
我们看见受圣灵的浸，
we saw the baptism of the Spirit,
也受圣灵的膏，
and also the anointing of the Spirit.
讲到受圣灵的浸的时候，
when we speak of baptism of the Spirit,
我们讲到三点，
we spoke of three points.
第一，就是我们的主已经得了荣耀。
First, our Lord was glorified.
雅各怎么知道约瑟已经得了荣耀？
How did Jacob know that Joseph was already glorified?
他起初信不来的。
Before he did not believe.
但是等到看见他们埃及皇宫里的车辆来到的时候，来接他的时候，他就醒过来。
But he awoke after he saw the chariots from the palace coming to pick him up.
所以我们在五旬节那一天，
So on the day of Pentecost,
当圣灵浇灌下来的时候，
When there was the outpouring of the Holy Spirit,
当我们受圣灵的浸的时候，
When we are baptized in the Spirit,
感谢主，
Thank the Lord,
我们知道说我们的主已经得了荣耀。
We know our Lord was glorified.
那根据这个事实，
But according to this fact,
今天我们能经历圣灵的充满。
And today we can experience the filling of the Holy
Spirit. 主的话说，你们应当被圣灵充满。
The word says that you shall be filled with the Spirit.
这是主自己的话。
This is his own word.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
今天我们应当顺服主的话。
We need to be obedient to the word.
我们应当被圣灵充满。
We need to be filled with the Spirit.
但是今天被圣灵充满的经历是根据在什么地方？
But what is the basis of our experience of this filling?
所以我觉得这个对我们需要有清楚的认识才可以。
We need to have a clear understanding.
我们如果今天有准确，我们如果对真理明白了，我们就能够有准确的经历。
If we understand the truth and we are clear, then we will have an experience.
我们知道圣灵要我们经历所有在基督里所完成的一切。
The Holy Spirit wants us to experience all the riches in Christ.
我们的主从来不做一件没有意义的事。
Our Lord does not do anything that does
not have meaning. 在五旬节那一天。
On the day of Pentecost, because he was glorified,
结果他就把圣灵浇灌下来，
he poured forth the Holy Spirit.
结果我们就浸成功一个身体，
and we were baptized into one body.
这是历史的事实，
this is a historical event.
这件事情不会再重复的，
it will not repeat itself.
已经完成了，
it's already accomplished.
但是这并不是说我们就不能取用主已经完成的工作。
But it does not mean that we can appropriate what the Lord has already done.
所以你看见吗？有两面的。
There's two facets.
一面是客观的。
On one hand it's objective.
一面是主观的。
The other side is subjective.
就是客观来讲，
As to the objective,
圣灵的浸，
The baptism of the Spirit.
就是主观来讲，
As to the subjective,
圣灵的充满，
The filling of
the Spirit. 当然我们应当被圣灵充满。
Of course we are to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
但是不要忘记，
But do not forget.
一面是圣灵的浸，
On one hand it's the baptism of the Spirit.
一面是圣灵的膏，
On the other hand it's the anointing of the Spirit.
有生命的圣灵，
And there is the Spirit of
life. 有能力的圣灵，
There is the Spirit of power.
感谢主，
Thank the Lord.
现在我们这是我们讲的圣灵的浸的时候，
When we speak of baptism of the Spirit,
第一点就是我们的主已经得了荣耀。
The first point is the Lord has already been glorified.
所以如果今天我们有些经历的话，
If today we have any experience,
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
你要谦卑下来，
You need to humble yourself.
你要看见你所有那个经历，
You have experienced so,
是因为我们的主已经做完。
It's because the Lord is already king.
因为我们的主是教会的元首。
Because our Lord is the head of the church.
在教会里面。
In the church.
你不是头，我也不是头。
You are not head, I am not head.
你不管蒙恩多久了，你都不会是头。
No matter how long you've been saved, you are not head.
只有基督是头。
Only Christ is head.
所以弟兄姊妹，
So brothers and
sisters, 如果今天你有什么圣灵里面的经历，
If you have an experience of the Holy Spirit today,
生命的圣灵，
If you have the Spirit of life,
或者是能力的圣灵，
Or the Spirit of power,
你要记得
You have to remember. It is because our Lord has already been glorified. We are not so capable.
因为 为我们的主是最了不起。
It is because our Lord is the most capable.
他已经被高举了。
He has already been exalted.
所以我们就有这些经历。
Therefore we have these experiences.
这是第一点，我们一定要记得。
We have to remember this first point.
第二点
，second point.
我们看见说，这个浇灌和受浸是一件事情，两个头的。
This point forth and baptism is one thing, two different ends.
你看见这个浸是一种从天上一直下来的。
This baptism comes all the way from heaven.
如果圣灵没有提到浇灌
，if the Holy Spirit did not speak of point forth,
我们也许只认为说浸了就完了。
We thought that baptism was it.
但是不
，but no.
这个生命的江河一直从宝座流到地上来的。
This river of life flows from the throne all the way down.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters,
因着这个缘故
，for this reason,
不光有圣灵的浇灌
，not only do we have the outpouring of the Holy Spirit,
有圣灵的浸。
There is the baptism of the Spirit.
还有圣灵的交通。
And there is the fellowship of the Spirit.
感谢主弟兄。
Thank the Lord.
现在圣灵终于把天带到地上来了。
Now the Holy Spirit has brought heaven down to earth.
所以天国就开始了。
So now the kingdom of heaven has been inaugurated.
天国的门就打开了。
The gates of the kingdom are open.
因为彼得借着钥匙就把天国的门就打开了。
Because Peter has opened the kingdom with the key.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
这是第二点。
That's the second point.
那第三点。
The third point.
就是我们刚才所读的圣经。
Is what we just read.
那节圣经是什么呢
？What is this verse？
这节圣经是说，我们不拘是犹太人，是希利尼人
，whether Jews or Greeks，
是为奴的
，whether slaves，
是自主的
，or free，
都从一位圣灵受浸成了一个身体。
For by one Spirit we were all baptized into one body。
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
因着这个缘故
，for this reason，
我们说教会。终于诞生。
We say the church has finally been birthed.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and
sisters, 你记不记得我们的主说我要建造我的教会在这磐石。
Do you remember when our Lord said, upon this rock I will build my church?
你对教会是什么观念呢
What is your concept of the church?
教会在圣经里面乃是指着那些蒙召的蒙召的会众聚在一起。
The church in the Bible speaks of those who have been called out and are gathered together.
这是教会。
That is the church.
所以我们知道，无论就是希腊这个名词
，regardless of whether the Greek term
教会这个名词
，this term church,
或者就做这个 assembly 就是当时在希腊每一个城里面的用法
，or whether the term used in the original which was assembly，
我们会想到有一些人被呼召出来了。
We think of people who have been called out.
这些人蒙恩得救。
They have been saved by grace.
也许有一百个人，一百二十个人
，maybe 120.
现在我们把它聚在一起
，and we gather them together.
这就是教会。
That is the church.
如果这是教会的话
，if that is the church，
你看你谁最能有成功的教会呢
？Who has the most successful church？
你看谁最有组织能力的人，他就能办最好的教会。
The one who has best organizational skills can have the best church.
但是弟兄姊妹
，but brothers，
教会是属天的东西。
The church is heavenly.
你看见吗
？You see？
在这里要。记得
you have to remember,
当五旬节圣灵降下来以前
before the Holy Spirit came down the day of Pentecost
你能够找到120个人
you can find 120 people
这个120个人
these 120
是我们的主在地上
on this earth
经过三年半之久
our Lord Jesus through 3.5 years
他曾经遇见过5000人
how he had met 5,000
曾经遇见过4000人
he met the 4,000
有的是几万人
he met thousands of thousands
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters
他从最简单的12个人开始
he began with a simple 12 people
他好像没有抓住5000人的机会
he didn't have the opportunity as if to gather 5,000
但是感谢主
but thank the Lord
我们的主一直工作一直工作一直工作
our Lord kept working and working
当到主复活以后
after he resurrected
他最少向500个门徒们显现
he appeared to at least 500 disciples
但是结果剩下120个
but there was only 120 left
他们听主的话
they listened to his word
他们愿意聚在耶路撒冷
they were willing to be gathered in Jerusalem
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters
这120个人
these 120
可以说是我们的主三年半工作最大的精华
that is this 120 was the cream of the crop of his 3.5 years of labor
你找不到这比这120个更好了
you cannot find a better crop of these 120
里面有12个门 有11个门徒
Amongst them, there are the 11 disciples.
还有很多的妇女们是从加利利一路来侍奉我们。
And many women who followed ever since Galilee to serve our Lord.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
如果你要教会的话
，if you want a church,
你要找这个最理想的教会
，you want the most ideal church.
那就是
120个人。And that is those in the 120 in the upper room.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and
sisters, 如果教会就是蒙召会众人聚在一起的话,
if the church is the gathering of those that are called out,
这一点是不错的,
that is very true.
但是我们可能会有个错误的观念,
but we might have a misconception.
我们只要把这些人放在一起就可以了。
We just have to gather these people and that's enough.
但是弟兄姊妹,
but brothers and sisters,
你把这些人放在一起,
when you put them together,
不一定是教会,
it might not be the church.
为什么呢?
Why?
在世界上所有的 society, 所有的 organization 里面,
in this world, all of society, all of organizations,
你都有一般人聚在一起就可以了,
you can gather people together.
你教会组织就可以了,
as long as it's organized, it's fine.
但是弟兄姊妹,
but brothers and sisters,
你看见教会不是个组织,
the church is not an organization. How do you know the church is not an organization?
因为在那天晚上,
because in that evening,
当我们的主和门徒们说话的时候,
when our Lord spoke to the 12 disciples,
告诉他们说, 保惠是要来,
he said the comforter shall arise.
要引导你们进入一切的真理。
He will lead you into all truth.
你看见这些话虽然门徒听不懂,
even though the disciples could not understand,
但是你回过头来看,
but if you turn around,
你觉得圣灵来真好啊,
you said, oh, the Holy Spirit coming
in grace.
He will guide us into all truth.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
一点都没有错啊。 圣灵来了,
the Holy Spirit indeed arrived. He will be glorified.
圣灵来了,
the Holy Spirit
arrived.
He will testify for Christ.
但是弟兄姊妹,
but brothers and sisters,
你如果读圣经读到16章的时候,
if you read the Bible in chapter 16,
很稀奇的一件事,
it is quite amazing.
你讲到最后的时候,
when you speak of the end,
我们的主就说了一句话,
our Lord spoke a word.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
你知道吗?
You know, why did our Lord speak this word? Because the Lord remembered that he said, I will build my church upon this rock. He chose 12 disciples. So now can he start building? After that, 120. Can I not build the church?
弟兄姊妹,你看见吗?
Brothers and sisters, you see?
14章一直到17章以中间,
if we read from chapter 14 to 17,
我不知道弟兄姊妹你没有读到一个句子,
I don't know if you've met the, you saw this phrase,
我不知道你读这个句子你里面的感觉是什么,
and I don't know if you felt something when you read this phrase.
如果你知道主心中要做一件事,
if you know in the heart our Lord wants to do something,
找到12个人了,
you found 12 people,
再好不过了,
and that's
现在找到120个人,
now he found another 120,
更好不过了,
that's even better.
但是弟兄姊妹,
but brothers and sisters,
我们的主说预言,
our Lord spoke a prophecy.
我们的主看得非常非常的远,
our Lord saw very far in the distance.
他要建造他的教会,
he wants to build his church.
但他也看得很远很远,
but he also saw further in the distance.
所以在这么多的预言里面,
so among all the prophecies,
我们的主说了一句最痛心的预言,
our Lord spoke the most heartening prophecy.
那个预言果然应验了,
and that prophecy was fulfilled.
那就是约翰福音16章32节,
and that is John 16:32.
如果你翻到的话,
if you turn to it,
你也许能够读一读,
maybe you can read it.
如果你翻不到, 我很快念给弟兄们听。
If you cannot turn to it, I'll read it.
主耶稣怎么说?
What did the Lord say?
他说, 看啊, 时候将到,
behold, an hour is coming.
且是已经到了,
and has already come.
你们要分散, 各归自己的地方去。
For you to be scattered, each to his own home.
主不是要建造他的教会?
Doesn't the Lord want to build his church?
主说天国近了,
the Lord said the kingdom is near. And for the kingdom of heaven, he is looking for citizens. These people were with our Lord for 3.5 years.
但今天主告诉我们说,
but yet the Lord told us,
时候将到,
an hour is coming,
且是已经到了,
and has already come.
你们要分散,
for you to be scattered,
各归自己的地方,
each to his own home.
你们每个人都有地方去,
all of you have a place to go.
留下我独自,
and to leave me alone.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
这句话是预言,
this is prophecy.
不光指着门徒们离开说,
not only speaking of the disciples leaving,
不光指着门徒们分散来说,
not only speaking of the disciples being scattered.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
我们的主看得很清楚,
our Lord saw very clearly,
他要建造他的教会,
he wants to build his church.
但他的确就知道,
and he knew,
有一天教会要四分五裂,
that one day the church will be scattered.
你们都有自己的地方去,
you have your own place to go to.
拥护路德的人有地方可以去,
拥护马丁路德人有地方可以去。
Those who follow Martin Luther have a place to go.
拥护加尔文的人有地方可以去。
Those who follow Calvin have a place to go.
拥护威斯利约翰的人有地方可以去。
Those who follow John Wesley have a place to go.
相信灵恩的人有地方可以去。
Those who are Pentecostal have a place to go.
追求属灵祭生命长进的人也有地方可以去。
Those who seek spiritual growth have a place to go.
亲爱的弟兄姊
妹，
请你记得，
Let us remember,
当你读这一句话的时候，
When you read this word,
我们的感觉要进到主的感觉里面。
We have to enter into the feeling of our Lord.
他说留下我独自一个人。
He said, and to leave me alone.
其实我不是独自一个人。
And yet I am not alone.
因为有父与我同在。
Because the Father is with me.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
巴不得我们能领会主里面的心情。
May we all understand what the Lord's heart was.
他讲完了这句话，
After he spoke these words,
我们的主祷告，
Our Lord prayed.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and
sisters, 你都记得十七章那个祷告。
Do you remember the prayer in chapter 17?
但是弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
他心里最放不下的，
Something that he could not let go.
他知道是他成全了十二个门徒。
He knew that he had the 12 disciples.
他也知道将来教会要得到建造。
And he knew the church was to be built.
但是弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
在这个时候他就为我为门徒们祷告。
At this time, he prayed for the disciples.
他说：“圣父啊，求你因你所赐给我的名，保守他们，叫他们合而为一。”
And he prayed that they all may be one as thou, Father, are in me.
他们是谁？
Who are they?
他们就是这些门徒们。
These are the disciples.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
这些门徒们不能合而为。
These disciples could not be one.
你想想看。
Think about it.
这十二个门徒，每一个人有每一个人不同的，有每一个人特点。
Every one of these disciples had their own characteristics.
但是很有意思的。
But it's quite interesting.
圣灵常常把他们放在一起。
The Holy Spirit used to always put them together.
你看见雅各跟约翰就是放在一起。
He put John and James together.
两个都是打雷的人。
Both of them are sons of thunder.
两个人都是性情很暴烈的人。
Both of them had a quick temper.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，但是你看见吗？一个是约翰，一个是雅各。
One was John, one was James.
一个是彼得，一个是安德烈。
One was Peter, one was Andrew.
彼得的话是最多的。
Peter has the most words.
安德烈是最安静的。
Andrew was the most quiet.
但是弟兄姊妹，
brothers,
这个彼得还对主耶稣打小报告。
Peter actually complained to the Lord.
如果我的弟兄得罪我，我应该赦免他多少次？
If my brother has wronged me, how many times should I forgive him?
你想想看呢？
Think about that.
他们两个人谁得罪人比较可能大一点？
Who would actually wrong who more?
当然彼得得罪人机会大嘛。
Of course, Peter would wrong Andrew.
一个话多的人最容易得罪别人的。
One who speaks a lot wrongs more people.
话少的人不容易得罪别人。
Somebody who speaks little, very little.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看，一个是彼得，一个是安德烈。
One is Peter, one is Andrew.
还有两个人。
And two more.
一个是奋锐党的西门。
One is Simon the Zealot.
这个人是最爱国的。
He was very patriotic.
他专门要暗杀那些替罗马政府做事的人。
He wants to kill those who are serving the Roman Empire.
还有一个门徒叫做马太。
And but then there was another one called Matthew.
马太是税吏。
Matthew was a tax collector.
他专门吸自己同胞的血的。
He was actually sucking the blood out of his own people.
所以他没有国家民族观念。
So he was not patriotic at all.
你看主所呼召来的人呢？
So who was the Lord calling?
一个非常爱国的。
One patriotic.
一个根本没有国家民族观念的。
The one who had no notion of being patriotic.
你看见现在两个人都跑到一起来了。
Both were combined.
而奋锐党的西门要杀的人就是马太这样的人。
And Simon the Zealot, who he wanted to kill was somebody like Matthew.
现在你不要跑到天涯海角去找马太了。
So no longer do you have to look all over for Matthew.
你看现在主把他们放在一起。
Now the Lord has put them together.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，你想想看。
Think about it.
全世界有你要组织一个公司也好，做任何事情也好。
If you want to have build a business or whatever you want to do.
你有没有可能找到像这样十二个门徒？
Can you find people such as these 12 disciples?
但是弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
你看见圣灵要做一件事，
so、
主要做一件事。
The Lord wants to do something.
他要建造他的教会。
He wants to build his church.
教会是个世界上找不到的东西。
The church cannot be found on this earth.
世界上你不可能找到像奋锐党的西门跟马太可以在一起。
You cannot find a place where Simon the Zealot and Matthew would be together.
但是主要他们彼此相爱。
But the Lord wants them to love one another.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
他们无论如何要彼此洗脚。
They have to wash one another's feet.
现在我们清楚了。
So now we're clear.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
光是十二个门徒，
just these 12 disciples,
他们就不能合而为一。
They cannot be one.
结果牧人一被击打的时候，
Yet when the shepherd was hit,
结果羊就分散。 散了。
All the sheep scattered.
每一个人都有地方可以去。
Everyone has a place to go.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
你看见吗？这些人都跟随过主的。
All these have followed the Lord before.
他们分散了。
They were scattered.
主说留下我独自一个人。
The Lord said, leave me alone.
所以他为他们祷告。
And he prayed for them.
所以他说圣父啊。
He said, Father.
求你因你赐给我的名保守他们叫他们合而为一。
May you
这个是第十一节
Holy Father, keep them in thy name, the name which thou hast given me, that they may be one.
你看见这是指着这些门徒来说的。
This speaks to the disciples.
但是你们要分散。
But you will be scattered.
这个不光是指着当时的门徒说的。
It doesn't just mean the disciples of them.
这个也是指着将来教会的光景来说的。
It speaks of the church condition.
所以我们的主就继续为教会祷告。
So our Lord continued to pray for the church.
他说我不但为这些人祈求。
He says, he prayed, I do not ask on behalf of these alone,
也为那些因他们的话信我的人祈求。
But for those also who believe in me through their word.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？
Brothers and sisters, you see.
在 transition period, 在过渡的时候，
In the transitional period,
主为门徒祷告。
The Lord prayed for the disciples.
等到教会诞生以后，
After the church was born,
你看主为教会祷告。
The Lord prayed for the church.
主怎么为教会祷告呢？
How did the Lord pray for the church?
使他们都合而为一。
It's so that they can all be one.
是什么样的合而为一呢？
And how are they one?
是不是120个人放在一起，这就是合一呢？
Is it 120 individuals and they could be one?
120人聚在一起的时候，
120 individuals gathered,
可以是120个个人。
They can all be 120 individuals.
弟兄姊妹，你明白吗？
You understand?
我记得一个很有趣的故事。
I remember a very interesting story.
我们知道这个1948年5月14号在历史上是很特别的一天。
In 1948, May 14th was a very special day in history.
以色列国终于复国了。
The nation of Israel was reborn.
我们知道说以色列几乎亡国亡了快2000年。
We know that the nation of Israel was lost for 2,000 years.
结果那一天他们果然复国。
And on that day, the nation was reborn.
结果最快承认以色列国的是美国。
And the quickest nation to acknowledge the nation of Israel was the United States.
所以以色列的总统叫做 Weizmann。
So President Chaim Weizmann,
他特地就到美国来。
He actually went to the United States.
他特别去访问 Harry Truman, 就是杜鲁门总统。
And he went to visit President Harry Truman.
然后呢，就谢谢他这么快的就承认以色列这个国家。
And he thanked Harry Truman for acknowledging and recognizing the nation of Israel.
结果 Weizmann 呢，发现杜鲁门总统啊，非常的沮丧。
And he actually saw Harry Truman was quite depressed.
杜鲁门总统说。
Harry Truman said,
他说我做什么事都有人批评我的。
He says, whatever I do, I am criticized.
所以他觉得非常非常的沮丧。
So he was very depressed.
所以下面这段话就是 Weizmann 所说的话。
And the following words were spoken by President Weizmann.
因为他是用英文说的。
And because he's spoken in English.
所以我要请 Ezra 念。
So Ezra will read them.
现在我们反过来，他念的时候我把它翻成中文。
So Ezra will read it and I will translate it to Chinese. Okay. President Truman, do you think that you are criticized?
杜鲁门总统，你想你是被批评吗？
You ought to be in Israel.
你应该来到以色列。
You, sir, here in the United States, are the president of 200 million American citizens.
阁下今天在美国是20,000,000人的美国公民的总统。
But in Israel, I am the president of 1 million presidents.
但他说我在以色列，我说100万个总统的总统。所以弟兄姊妹，你懂那个意思吗？
Do you understand this, brothers and sisters?
一个民主国家，
One democratic nation,
每一个人都是 individual.
Everyone is individual.
所以很容易倾向个人主义的。
So it's very, very, it's very easy to be a individualistic nation.
所以你看见吗？在美国，你可以看到几乎每一个人都非常个人的。
In the United States, for example, you see very many people are individualistic.
但是你做梦没有想到。
But you would never have dreamt.
是以色列总统自己讲的。
It is the own proper president of Israel.
他做总统的时候。
When he was president, he
said, 他是做一 百万人的总统，
一
百万总统的总统。
He was the president of a million presidents.
现在你可以想象得到。
So now you can think.
如果我们这些人聚在一起的话
，If we are to be gathered together,
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
能不能活出教会的实际出来
？Can we live the reality of the church?
所以弟兄姊妹
so brothers and sisters,
我们的主就祷告了。
Our Lord prayed.
我们的主要建造他的教会。
He wants to build his church.
弟兄姊妹，那么今天教会是怎么一回事呢？
What is happening with the church?
教会是一百二十人放在一起吗？
Is it the collection of 120 people?
不是的。
No.
所以主怎么说呢？
What did the Lord say?
他说是他们都合而为一。
So that they all may be one.
正如你父在我里面。
Just as the Father has in me.
我在你里面。
And that me, I in you.
是他们也在我们的里面。
So that they are in us.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
这好像头里面有一个商量，好像在我们的 head 里面有个商量。
It's as if there's a conversation in the mind.
你父在我里面。
The Father in us.
我在你里面。
And I in thee.
是他们也在我们的里面。
That they also may be in us.
弟兄姊妹，这是什么东西？
What is this?
这是什么图画？
What picture is this?
父在我的里面。
The Father is in me.
我有父的生命。
And I have the life of the Father.
我在父的里面。
And I am in the Father.
现在不止如此。
But not only that.
他们和我们的关系就像父和子的关系一样。
Their relationship is just like the father and son relationship.
这个现在你看见是个 organism.
Now we see an organism.
你看见一个生机体在这里。
Now we see a living organism.
这个不是普通的团体，不是任何的团体。
This is not a normal social gathering.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见我们的主祷告。
Our Lord prayed.
哦，巴不得他们合一。
That they may all be one.
那个合一是什么合一呢？
What is that one?
你看见在头的部分是你父在我里面，我也在你里面。
And in the head, as thou the Father art in me, and I in thee.
他们也在我们里面。
That they also may be in us.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
这是什么东西？
What is it?
120个人都是100个人。
120 individuals.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
五旬节圣灵降下的时候。
On the day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit came.
弟兄姊妹，这120个人。
These 120.
就被浸成功作一个身体。
Were baptized into one body.
弟兄姊妹，头是在天上。
The head is in heaven.
身体仍旧在地上。
And the body is on earth.
讲到天上的光景。
When we speak of the heaven.
你父在我里面。
The Father is in me.
我也在。在你里面
and I am indeed.
那讲到教会跟元首的关系
When you speak of the church and the head,
弟兄姊妹他们也在我们里面
and they are in us.
所以弟兄姊妹现在你明白吗
Now do you understand?
我们主现在要做一件事
Our Lord wants to do something,
完全叫我们跌破眼镜
that is going to amaze them.
我们要知道教会不是地上的东西
We not to see that the church is not earthly.
教会完全是天上的东西
church is heavenly.
教会是主心里面所要想出来的
church is something in the Lord's heart.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹所以感谢主你看见到了五旬节降临的时候你看圣灵浇灌下来把我们浸在圣灵里我们就接受了圣灵的交通我们每一个人都与元首连接但是弟兄姊妹这不是120个人与不是120个人
but it was not just 120 individuals
现在圣灵把我们浸成工作一个身体
now the Holy Spirit has baptized us into one body
亲爱的弟兄姊妹现在你就明白了
now you understand
为什么保罗说教会是基督的身体
why did Paul say that the church is the body of Christ
所以弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters
那一天楼上主和门徒那段谈话太重要太重要
the conversation that the Lord had in that upper room that evening was very very important
感谢主圣灵来了引导你们进入一些真理本来圣经不明白现在明白了弟兄姊妹太多宝贝的经历就说他把他平安赐给我们感谢主弟兄姊妹这是宝贵的经历他说他不留必撇下我们为孤儿这些都是好的你看你圣灵叫来的时候就把这些都交通给我们
He gave all that
但是最后弟兄姊妹
at the end, brother,
当我们主祷告的时候
when our Lord prayed,
他就把神心里面那个 意愿祷告出来了。
He prayed forth a desire in God's heart.
所以弟兄姊妹
sisters,
我们相信那天五旬节降临的时候
We believe that on that day of Pentecost,
的的确确父神是听见了他儿子的祷告。
Indeed, the Father heard the Son's prayer.
有的时候我们为了教会四分五裂非常的着急。
So many times we are so desperate and concerned about the church.
你觉得好像没有希望。
You feel that all is hopeless.
教会历史里面是分了再分分了再分分了再分。
In church history, there's division after division after division.
你会叹一口气。
You will sigh.
你说有可能教会能合一吗？
Will you say, is it possible for the church to be one?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，你着急你就会祷告。
When you are desperate, you will pray.
弟兄姊妹
sisters,
在我们还没有感觉以前
before we even had feelings,
我们的主已经看见了。
Our Lord already saw.
他说你时候将到，看那时候将到，现在已经到了。
He said, the hour is to come and is already come.
你们要分散，各归自己的地方去，留下我独自一人。
And I, then leave me alone.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这不是今天我们主在天上的光景。
Isn't this the situation of our Lord now?
那现在我们要问。
We have to ask,
到底这个路在什么地方？
Where is the way?
是不是我们应该有一个大的复兴呢？
Should we have a big revival?
如果有个大的复兴的话，
If we have a great revival,
那感谢主，你看见说这个身体就成功了。
Then thank the Lord, then the body will be accomplished.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers,
感谢主，
thank the Lord.
这里有个好的消息。
We have good news here.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers,
从第一天开始，
From the first day,
你看见吗？教会乃是基督的身体。
The church is the body of Christ.
120个人就变成了基督身体的120个肢体。
Became 120 members of the body of Christ.
一面他们连于元首。
On one hand, connected to the head.
但另一面他们彼此相连。
But on the other hand, connected to one another.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
现在个人主义没有地位。
No longer is there individualistic thought.
你来到教会里，你不能带着个人主义来的。
Now you come to the church, you cannot think individually.
有的人说，
Some people say,
有的地方有牧师。
Some places have pastors.
我们这里不要牧师。
And we won't have a pastor.
结果每一个人都是牧师。
So that every one of them become pastors.
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？因为现在每一个人都做牧师。
Now everybody is a pastor.
所以一百个人是一百个牧师。
100 individuals, 100 pastors.
弟兄姊妹，到底牧师对和不对是另外一件事。
Whether to have a pastor or not, whether that's correct, that's a different story.
但是不要忘记弟兄姊妹。
But do not forget.
你看见今天我们是要思想一个做法的问题。
Today we think of methods.
不是的，弟兄姊妹。
No, brother.
你看见吗？因为教会乃是基督的身体。
The church is the body of Christ.
所以感谢主。
So thank the Lord.
在五旬节那一天，
On the day of Pentecost,
你看见教会就诞生了。
You saw the church was birthed.
这就是神心中所要的。
This is what was in God's heart.
弟兄姊妹，如果今天我们借着雅各的天梯爬到天上，
If today we were to borrow Jacob's ladder and go into heaven,
我们问神说，神啊，
If we were to ask God, God,
你心中最宝贝的是什么？
What is the most precious thing in your heart?
圣经告诉我们说，
The Bible will tell us,
神的奥秘就是基督。
God's mystery is Christ.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
基督乃是神心目中最爱的。
Christ is the one that God most loves in his heart.
但如果我们今天有机会问我们的主的话，
But if we have an opportunity to ask our Lord,
如果他把他心打开的话，
If he opens up his heart,
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
教会乃是他心中所爱。
The church is what he loves.
彼得说你是永生神的儿子。
Peter said that you are
son
the
of
son of God, the eternal son of God.
Son of living God.
The Son of the Living God.
那么 结果主说，西门巴约拿，你是有福的。
And then the Lord said, Simon Bar Jonah, blessed art thou.
因为这是天父指示你的。
Because this is what the Father has shown.
他告诉你。
He told you.
现在你明白了。
Now you understand.
我还要告诉你。
I will also tell you.
父有话要说。
The Father has something to say.
他就把基督启示给你。
And he has revealed Christ to you.
我也有话要说。
I also have something to tell.
我要建造我的教会在这磐石上。
I will build my church upon this rock.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so, brothers and sisters,
你看见吗？
Do you see that?
终于那个婴孩生下来了。
Finally, the infant was born.
虽然我们的主经过苦难，
Even though our Lord went through much difficulty,
经过十字架生产的痛苦，
And through, he went through birthing pains on the cross.
现在他们欢喜快乐。
Now they rejoice.
你如果读是约翰福音如果读到那个十六章里面的故事就很清楚了。
It is very clear in John 16.
你看见吗？因为他们欢喜世上生了一个人。
Because they rejoiced that there was birth.
所以弟兄姊妹，因为这个缘故，你如果仔细的去读十四章、十五章、十六章，你就知道神心是摆在哪里。
You know where God's heart is.
所以感谢主，
Thanks the Lord.
在五旬节那一天，
On the day of Pentecost,
何等的稀奇！
It is very amazing.
你看见说圣灵降下来的时候，
When the Holy Spirit descended,
我们就竟成功做一个的身体。
We were baptized into one body.
这个叫做圣灵的祭。
This is the baptism in the Holy Spirit.
这是一次完成的事实。
This is one event that was accomplished.
那么弟兄姊妹，也许你还有很多的问题。
Maybe you have other questions.
但是我们先来到另外一个点。
But let us go to another point.
这一点是非常重要的。
This other point is very important.
我们说完了受圣灵的祭。
After we speak of baptism in the Spirit,
我们再来说受圣灵的膏。
Then we need to speak of the anointing of the Spirit.
不要忘记，这是五旬节那一天同时发生的。
Don't forget this thing happened at the same time.
这不是两件事。
It is not two different.
我们因为要解释的缘故，
for us to explain that,
所以我们才把它分开来说。
So therefore we split it.
但是事实上是一件事情的，
actually, it's the same thing.
好像是一个铜板的两面一样。
It is the two sides of the same coin.
那现在我们来看什么叫做圣灵的膏。
So what is the anointing of the Holy Spirit?
关于五旬节所发生的事。
As to what happened on the day of Pentecost.
约翰福音一章三十三节是很重要的一节。
John 1:33 is very important.
这个是开我们眼睛的。
It is something that opens our eyes.
约翰怎么说？
What did John the Baptist say?
他说我先前不认识他。
And I did not recognize him.
只是那差我来的用水施洗对我说，你看见圣灵降下来住在谁的身上，水就是用圣灵施浸的。
But he who sent me to baptize in water said to me, He upon whom you see the Spirit descending and remaining upon him,This is the one who baptizes in the Holy Spirit.
那弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
在那一天约旦河边，
beside the Jordan,
圣经告诉我们天开了。
The scripture tells us the heavens opened.
你知道我们的主那个时候已经伸展在耶和华面前如嫩芽，一共是三十年了。
You know our Lord was already on earth for 33 years as a tender tree.
这三十三年，
These 33 years,
生命的灵充满他。
The spirit of life.Filled him.
弟兄姊妹，圣灵完全的占有我们的主。
The Holy Spirit completely filled our Lord.
你知道那个光景。
That situation.
天上有声音说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
From the heavens came, this is my beloved son.
对于我们主，三十年隐藏在神的面前。
For 33 years he was hidden.
你看见他在神面前有一个生活。
He had a life before God.
而那个生活是隐藏的生活。
But that life was a hidden life.
那不只是隐藏的生活。
Not only was it a hidden.
你看，也是叫神完全满意的生活。
But it was a life that satisfied our Lord.
但是就在这个时候，
But at that time,
圣经告诉我们天开了。
The heavens opened.
那不止如此。
But not only that.
圣经告诉我们说，圣灵就降在他的身上。
The Bible tells us that the Holy Spirit descended upon him.
那请我们记得。
Let us remember,
这个圣灵降在谁的身上？
Who did the Holy Spirit descend upon?
那么神就告诉施洗约翰说，
God told John the Baptist,
他就是将来要施浸的那一位。
He is the one who will be baptized you in the Holy Spirit.
那弟兄姊妹，当圣灵降在主身上的时候，
When the Spirit descended upon the Lord,
弟兄姊妹，请我们记得一件事，
Let us remember one thing.
主怎么解释这件事？
How did the Lord explain this?
那个现象就是圣灵降鸽子一样降在主的身上。
The phenomenon was that the dove descended upon him.
不光降在他身上，
But not only on
him, 而且住在他身上，
But also abode in him.
那么现在你怎么解释这件事？
How do you explain this?
这是现象，
This is a phenomenon.
但是你需要主自己的话来解释的。
But you have to use his own word to explain it.
所以后来主就到了拿撒勒。
So then the Lord went to Nazareth.
到了拿撒勒的时候，
And when he arrived in Nazareth,
他怎么说呢？
Did he say?
这那个解释了。
This is the explanation.
他说主的灵在我身上。
He said the spirit of the Lord is upon me.
因为他有膏膏我。
Because he has anointed me.
弟兄姊妹，主的灵在他身上从降生就开始了。
The spirit of the Lord was upon him.
生命的灵当然在他的身上。
The spirit of life was already on him.
我们没有疑问的。
We have no question about
it. 但是弟兄姊妹，三十岁了。
30 years old.
现在我们主要出来传道了。
Our Lord is to come out to preach.
他怎么传道？
How is he to preach?
弟兄姊妹，现在你看见吗？那是圣灵降在他身上的时候。
When the Holy Spirit descended upon him.
我们的主怎么说呢？
What did our Lord say?
因为他用膏膏我。
Because he has anointed me.
弟兄姊妹，现在你明白了吗？
Now do you understand?
圣灵降在他身上。
When the Holy Spirit descended upon him.
就是神用膏来膏他。
God anointed him.
什么叫做基督？
What is Christ?
什么叫做弥赛亚？
What is the Messiah?
弥赛亚就是受膏的那一位。
Messiah is the anointed one.
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？
Do you see that?
他的生命是神儿子的生命。
His life is the life of the Son of God.
这是他的身份。
That is his position.
但是他的职分，他的 office 是什么？
But what is his office?
基督是他的职分。
Christ is his office.
弟兄姊妹，那么等到神膏他的时候，
When the God anointed him,
他说叫我传福音给贫穷的人，差遣我报告被掳的得释放。
So that I can preach the gospel to the poor and send me to heal the brokenhearted.
所以现在我们明白了。
So now we understand.
那一次神膏我们主的时候，
when God anointed
圣灵降在他身上的时候，
when the Holy Spirit descended upon him,
是膏他的。
He anointed him.
现在弟兄姊妹，
Brother and sister,
他开始工作。
Now he can work.
所以三年以后，三年之久，
After
三年半之久，
three and a half years later,
他到处工作。
He was working all over the
world. 那么后来到了《使徒行传》第十章。
And when you reach Acts 10,
那么圣灵怎么形容他那三年的工作呢？
How did the Holy Spirit describe those three and a half years?
你知道圣经怎么说呢？
You know what it says?
他说神怎样以圣灵和能力膏拿撒勒人耶稣。
How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit.
你看见那个能圣灵是个能力的圣灵。
That Holy Spirit is a spirit of power.
所以他说以圣灵和能力膏拿撒勒人耶稣。
Then it says that God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power.
这都是你们知道的。
You all know this.
他周流四方行善事，医好凡被魔鬼压制的人，因为神与他同在。
Who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
这是圣灵降在主身上的故事。
This is the story of the Holy Spirit descending on.
但是请大家记得，在五旬节那一天，
on the day of Pentecost,
圣灵的确降在五旬节那一班门徒的身上。
The Holy Spirit descended upon the apostles of that time.
然后在哥尼流家里，
and then also in the house of Cornelius,
是一模一样的。
The same thing happened.
圣灵也降在门徒的身上。
The Holy Spirit descended upon the disciples.
一点，所以弟兄姊妹，你看见很清楚的。
That is very clear.
那现在我们要问，
now we have to ask,
这什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
当教会被浸成工作，一个身体的时候，
when the one body,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，当元首被膏的时候，
when the head is anointed,
现在他开始工作了，
now he begins to work,
他就是基督。
He is the Christ,
但是不要忘记，
but don't forget,
不光元首有工作，
not only does the head work,
现在你看见吗？当身体也被膏的时候，
now when the body is also anointed,
那么什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
你看现在能力要临到身体的身上，
power is to arrive on the body,
元首怎样被膏，
however the head is anointed,
身体也照样被膏，
the body will also be anointed.
哦，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，现在你知道能力是为什么用的了。
Now you know what use it is.
你明白吗？在这里我们要录清楚，
now we need to be clear.
一面我们进城工作一个身体，
on one hand we are baptized into one body,
但是等到我们的主受膏的时候，
anointed,
你说我们的主什么时候受膏？
Ask,
当然他被天升到天上的时候，
course, heavens,
被父神又受膏举，
right、hand, Father,
我们都知道神立他为主为基督。亲爱的弟兄姊妹，圣膏油就流到就流到这个元首的身上。
And the anointing was upon his head.
但是不要忘记，
But don't forget,
现在因为教会诞生了，
Because the church has been born.
现在一幅很美丽的图画，
There's a beautiful picture.
这就是诗篇133篇的图画。
We have the picture of Psalm 133.
诗篇是133篇，看啊，弟兄和睦同居是何等的善，何等的美。
Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together.
这好比贵重的油从浇在亚伦的头上，流到胡须，又流到他的衣襟。
It is like the precious oil upon the head, coming down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard.
你看这里有浇灌，你看见吗？
Here there's outpouring.
但重要在哪里呢？
But what's the most
important? 这膏油先到头上。
This oil is first on the head.
然后流到胡须。
And then upon the beard.
然后流到衣襟。
And then to the edges of his robe.
所以头怎样受膏，身体也怎样受膏。
However, the head is anointed, so is the body.
原头受膏是为着工作。
When the body is anointed, it's for the work.
你看见身体受膏也是为着工作。
And the body is also anointed, also
工作的能力从哪里来的？
Where is the power for the work?
圣灵的膏就是那个能力。
It is the anointing of the Holy Spirit. That is the power.
弟兄姊妹，你看见这一点没有？
You see this?
我巴不得我们能看见这一幅的图画。
I really hope we can see this picture.
那么也许弟兄姊妹说，你怎么有把握那个时候圣灵也就膏了，这个身体就同时膏了呢？
So you might ask, how are you so sure that the body was anointed at
that time? 所以当你读圣经的时候，
when you read the scripture,
你读到哥林多后书第一章二十一节，
when you read 2 Corinthians 1:21,
那在基督里坚固我们和你们并且膏我们的就是神。
Now he who established us with you in Christ and has anointed us is God.
所以弟兄姊妹，不光元首被膏了，身体也被膏了。
Not only did the head was anointed but also the body.
那不光如此，
but not only。
你记不记得还有一节圣经？
Do you remember another verse?
你们从那就是约翰一书二章二十节。
And 1 John 2:20.
你们从那圣者受了恩膏。
But you have an unction from the Holy One.
并且知道这一切的事。
And you know all things.
弟兄姊妹，所以证明说我们已经得着了那个膏了。
It shows that we've already received the anointing.
现在你可以工作了。
Now you can work.
你可以分辨什么是灵，你可能分辨灵了。
Now you can discern the spirit.
你知道什么是敌基督的灵。
Now you know what is the spirit of the Antichrist.
现在你知道什么是东方闪电。
Now you know what is the lightning from the far east.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？这个能力从哪里来的？
Where does this power come from?
很明显的，
it's very clear.
我们就在五旬节那一天，
on the day of Pentecost,
不光元首被膏了，
not only was the head anointed,
而且身体也被膏了，
the body was also anointed.
所以，弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
你记不记得？
Do you remember?
圣经告诉我们说，
the Bible tells
门徒称为基督徒，
the disciples were called Christians.
是从安提阿开始。
It was at Antioch.
感谢主，弟兄姊妹。
Thank the Lord.
什么叫做基督徒？
What is a Christian?
基督徒很简单啊。
Christian is very simple.
基督徒原文就是基督人啊。
The original Christian means Christ man.
什么叫做基督？
What does Christ?
基督是受膏的。
Christ is the one that was anointed.
什么叫做基督徒？
What is a Christian?
基督徒就是受膏的人啊。
The Christian is the man that was anointed.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？我们要知道什么叫做基督徒。
We need to know what a Christian is.
从前在上海的时候，
before in Shanghai,
有一度一般弟兄们看见这个基督徒应该翻作基督人。
And some people believe that Christians needed to be translated Christ man.
结果这基督人，但是用了一段时间又不用了。
And afterwards, they stop using that term.
因为你讲基督徒，每个人都懂。
Because if you understand, if you know, if you say Christian, everybody understands.
那么如果你讲基督人就没有懂。
But if you say Christian man, people don't understand.
其实现在如果你这样讲，很多人就懂了。
But actually, if you say it today, people will understand.
如果你在台湾大学读书的话。
If you study in a university in Taiwan.
你说我是台大人。
If you say I am a Taipei University man.
或如果你说你是哈佛大学的话，
or if you study at Harvard,
你说我是哈佛人，
you're saying I'm a Harvard man.
你懂我的意思吗？
You understand?
你是剑桥大学毕业的，
if you go to the 剑桥 University,
你是剑桥人，
then you are 剑桥 man.
那你又读植物系的话呢？
And if you study biology,
你就是植物人了。
So you are a vegetable man.
所以弟兄姊妹，你明白吗？
So do you understand?
基督是受膏的，
Christ is exalted.
基督徒也是受膏的，
Christ is anointed and Christians are also.
感谢主，弟兄姊妹。
So thank the Lord, brothers and sisters.
今天你明白，你知道不知道你是受膏的一位？
Do you know that you are an anointed one?
弟兄姊妹，所以现在我们很清楚了，在五旬节那一天，当膏膏在元首的身上的时候，结果你看见那个膏一直像流到亚伦，流到亚伦的胡须，然后再流到衣襟。亲爱的弟兄姊妹，感谢主，很可能在五旬节的时候，那个时候已经流到胡须了，经过两千年，今天也流到我们的身上。亲爱的弟 弟兄姊妹，现在你明白吗？在这里给我们看一个工作。
Now we see a work.
我们的主隐藏了三十年。
The Lord was hidden for 30 years.
现在他要进他的执事了。
Now he is entering into his ministry.
你看见神告他。
You see that God has anointed him.
神把能力给他。
God has given power.
弟兄姊妹，光有生命是不够的。
Just the life is not enough.
我们的主是最满有生命的。
Our Lord is full of life.
但是感谢主，
thank the Lord.
就是在我们主的身上。
As unto on our Lord.
神用圣灵和能力来告他。
God anointed him with life and power.
为什么呢？
Why?
这个能力做什么的？
Why power?
不是为着表演的。
Not for showing off.
乃是为着完成神的旨意的。
But it's to accomplish the purpose of God.
所以弟兄姊妹，现在你就懂了。
Now you understand.
如果有你能力的话，
if you have power,
如果你有恩赐的话，
if you have gifts,
不是为着表演的。
It's not to show off.
你明白吗？
You understand?
是为着基督的身体的。
It is for the body of Christ.
那么好了。
Okay.
我们懂得基督在地上的工作。
So now we understand his work on earth.
但是基督升天以后呢？
But after Christ ascended,
他继续工作。
He continued to work.
他从前是借着神，借着玛利亚给他身体在地上行走。
Through Mary, our Lord had a body to walk on earth.
现在神给他个奥秘的身体。
And the Lord now has given him a mystic body.
就是教会。
And that is the church.
所以你看见我们的主今天继续行事，继续教训。
So our Lord continues to do his work, continues to teach today.
那么弟兄姊妹，在这里给我们看见，元首被高。
The head was anointed.
身体也被高。
The body was anointed.
身体被高什么意思？
What does the body being anointed?
当教会诞生以后。
After the church was born,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
教会有一个工作
there is a work in the church.
这个 ministry is body ministry.
This ministry is a body ministry.
什么叫做 body ministry 呢？
What is body ministry?
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？
Now you see.
什么？如果我们读读这个这个以弗所书第四章就很清楚。
If we are to read Ephesians 4, it's very clear.
什么叫做 body ministry?
What is body ministry?
教会诞生以后
after the church was born,
有工作要做的
there is a work to be done.
所以哥林多十二章讲的身体
so Corinthians 12 speaks of body.
哥林多十四章就讲到那个身体的运动
Corinthians 14 speaks of the body's work.
每次我们聚在一起的时候
every time we gather together,
你看见都是身体在那运动的
the body is moving.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
这是 body ministry.
This is body ministry.
那么现在你怎么能叫身体长大呢
and how are you the body to grow?
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
因着你有一个工作
because you have a
ministry, 你需要圣灵的能力
you need the power of the Holy
所以弟兄姊妹
brothers,
现在你看见吗我们不能光有生命的圣灵
we cannot just have life.
我们同时也应该经历能力的圣灵
we also need to experience the spirit
但是你不要弄错了
but don't forget,
神高我们的目的
don't be mistaken. The reason we're anointed,
是就教会能进他的执事
is so that the church can enter into its ministry.
那么教会的执事是什么呢
what is the ministry of the church?
很清楚的
it's very clear.
就是建立基督的身体
it is to build the body of Christ.
只等到我们众人在真道上同归于一
and so we all attain to the unity of faith
认识神的儿子
and of the knowledge
得以长大成人
to a mature man
满有基督长成的身量
to the measure of the stature which belongs to the fullness of Christ
亲爱的弟兄姊妹你说这个工作从哪里开始的
where does this work begin
感谢主
thank the Lord
从圣灵的合一开始的
it begins with the unity of the Spirit
这个和圣灵的合一从哪里来的
where does the unity of the Spirit come from
是五旬节那天来的
it comes from the day of Pentecost
我们已经是一个身体
we are already one body
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
你不能保守一个东西是你没有的
you cannot protect something that you don't have
你竭力保守证明你已经有了
if you are keeping or protecting that means you have something
但是弟兄姊妹现在我们要保守那个合一这就是我们的工作了那弟兄姊妹你有没有竭力呢
Do you keep that?
你需要圣灵的能力
you have to have the power
弟兄姊妹你有没有为了这个向主要能力呢
have you, for this, have you asked for the spirit of power?
你说主啊巴不得我们能保守圣灵的合一我今天受伤了
I have been hurt today.
我难过了
I am sad,
但是我不能走
but I cannot leave.
弟兄姊妹你看见吗
You see that?
因为要建立基督的身体
we need to build the body of Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹你要竭力保守圣灵的合一
you want to attain to the unity of faith.
你如果不竭力的话
if you don't attain to the unity,
你看见吗那就这就是非常非常难了
so it becomes very difficult.
你知道我们人在一起是很难的很不容易的
it's very difficult for man to be gathered together.
我在巴西的时候
when I was in Brazil,
你知道有的时候浸信会的人请长老会的人讲道
sometimes the Baptist church will invite somebody from the Presbyterian church to preach.
好，他请你讲道。
So when they preach,
讲完了以后他们就有 bread 就有 communion.
So after they preach, they have the Lord's table, the communion.
但是很有意思啊，你可以讲到，你不可以 bread.
It's very interesting. You can preach there, but you can't partake of the Lord's table.
那么有人就问他了。
So they ask him.
那你们不是兄弟吗？
But aren't you brethren?
他说我们是兄弟啊。
He said, yes, we are brethren.
不过我们是表兄弟。
But we are brothers in law.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？这是今天生儿女的叫光景。
This is the condition of the church.
你看见没有？我记得有一次在美国也是这样。
I remember once in the United States.
有一个聚会很有意思的。
It was a very interesting meeting.
有一班弟兄姊妹觉得不可以喝咖啡。
One group of brothers and sisters believe you can't drink coffee.
还有一班弟兄姊妹说不可以喝茶。
And the other group said that you can't drink tea.
然后我就坐下来和他们一起谈话了。
So I sat with them and I had some conversation.
他们问我说你到底要喝咖啡还是要喝茶？
They asked me, do you want to drink coffee or tea?
我说我要一杯牛奶。
I said, I want a cup of milk.
弟兄姊妹，你为什么为着一杯茶，为着一杯咖啡要破坏神儿女的合一？
Why do you want to break the unity of the children with a...due to coffee or tea,
竭力保守圣灵的合一。
To attain to the unity of
你看见这个就是工作，就身体的工作了。
That is the ministry of the body.
哦，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们有的时候很劳苦，在教会里很劳苦。
So many times we labor so much.
我们觉得我们需要这个能力，需要那个能力。
We feel that we need this power, that power.
你有没有想到？
Have you ever thought?
有一个能力是你需要的。
There's one power that you need.
竭力保守身体的合一。
To attain to the unity of faith.
宁可破碎我自己的心。
Would you rather break your own heart.
我不要伤主的心。
I do not want to break the Lord's heart.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
我们是不是这样在主面前工作呢？
Are we like this in our body?
我们需要圣灵的能力。
We need the spirit of power.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
从圣灵的合一开始。
From the unity of the spirit.
然后大家彼此有交通
了。Everybody has fellowship together.
我用生命来供应你。
I will give you share life with you.
你用生命来供应我。
And you will give life to me.
他是小弟弟。
He is a younger brother.
刚刚读完初中的。
Just finished junior high.
他实在是不行啊。
He is very incapable.
我都懂得微积分了，他什么都不懂。
I understand algebra, he does not.
你看见吗？那怎么办呢？我们两个不同啊。
We are very different.
我懂得微积分。
I understand calculus.
他不懂的。
But he doesn't.
那怎么办？
What do we do?
是不是我不要我就把他赶走呢？
If I, that, does that mean I just chase him away?
不能的。
No.
我要喂他。
I have to feed him.
我要供应他。
I have to give him.
有一天他也读大学了。
And one day he also goes to college.
那个时候他就懂了。
And then he understands.
所以弟兄姊妹，你需要帮助神的儿女长大。
You need to help the children of God to grow.
当你帮助他长大的时候，
you need to help them to grow.
你看你现在这个身体越来越长大了。
This body matured.
然后我们就达到信仰上的合一。
And then we will attain to the unity of faith.
然后教会就长成基督丰满的身量。
And then we will grow into the stature of fullness.
哦，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，神只有一个工作。
God only has one ministry.
神，你做工作，神一定给你能力的。
When you do your work, God will give you that power.
如果神不给你能力的话，
God does not give you power.
何必五旬节的高呢？
And why then the anointing on the day of Pentecost?
所以在五旬节那天，神膏我们。
God anointed us.
神老早就准备好，老早就准备好了。
He already prepared.
这是神的工作。
That is His work.
现在你是做什么？
Now what do you do?
你做自己的工吗？
Are you going to do your own work?
你让圣灵来帮助你吗？
Or are you going to allow the Spirit to help you?
你说你为神做工。
You say I am doing work.
你做的什么工？
What work are you doing?
你自己的工呢，还是神的工作？
Is it your own work or the Lord's?
神的工作就是建立基督的身体。
God's work is to build the body.
所以弟兄姊妹，
brother,
你是不行，我也不行。
If you cannot, I cannot.
你需要能力，我也需要能力。
If you need power, I need power.
这个能力从哪里来的？
Where does this power come from?
这个能力从圣灵的膏来的。
This power comes from the anointing.
所以弟兄姊妹，
brother,
你根据神的话，
according to God's word,
根据主已经完成的，
according to what the Lord has done,
根据他的旨意，
according to his word,
你向主要的话，
when you ask him,
你怎么会没有能力呢？
How can you not have power?
所以弟兄姊妹，我们需要能力。
We need power.
我们需要恩赐。
We need gifts.
这些都是很需要的。
We all need this.
否则这个身体怎么运动呢？
Or else the body cannot move.
所以弟兄姊妹，让我们记得，
We need to remember.
我们的主受膏的时候，
When our Lord was anointed,
他是基督。
He is the Christ.
他在地上的时候，
When he was on earth,
你看见他就能就进他的职事。
He can enter into his ministry.
但是感谢主，
But thank the Lord.
教会诞生了。
The church was born.
这只是开始的。
That's just the beginning.
教会有个工作要做。
There's a body ministry.
等到我们从圣灵的合一达到信仰的合一的时候，
When we reach the oneness in the body to the unity of faith.
你看我们的主祷告神完全听了。
So when the Lord prays, God has listened.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹， 但愿主开我们的眼睛，我们要知道五旬节那天发生了何等何等大的事。如果你看见这个的话，你知道生命里的灵做什么用的，你知道能力的灵是做什么用的。没有人比 R.A. Torrey 讲把这个两个分得那么清楚的。我们在 Holiness 在圣洁运动里面的人，
in the holiness movement,
他们不知道得 R.A. Torrey 有多少的帮助。
They were so helped by R.A. Torrey,
但是问题在这里，
but here's a problem.
你真的得着生命的灵，
Once you gain the spirit,
你真的被是这个就是能力的充满，你做什么？
Once you're filled with the spirit of power,
弟兄姊妹，让我们记得
Let us remember,
主自己的话说，
the Lord's own words,
主的话怎么说呢？
What does the Lord say?
就是主说你们就要分散，留下我独自一人。
You shall be scattered, and I will be left alone.
你们每一个人都回到你们自己的地方。
All of you will return to your own home.
我们不久就要散开了。
Shortly we will be scattered.
你回到纽约。
When you go back to New
York, 你回到纽泽西。
When you go back to New Jersey,
弟兄姊妹，我们是不是个人都回到我们自己的地方去？
Does it mean that we all go back to our own place?
你有没有看见所有的弟兄姊妹都是你的弟兄姊妹？
Did you see that all the brothers and sisters are your brothers and sisters?
弟兄姊妹，你如果光是温州人在一起聚会，简单的很。
If only the 温州 these people are to gather together, it's very simple.
什么不方便的？
Everything is simple.
但如果你爱所有的弟兄姊妹，
but if you love all brothers and sisters,
你还得爱你不懂得温州话的弟兄姊妹。
You have to love those who don't understand.
你看见这里有许多工作要做。
There is much work to be done.
怎么样基督能建立他的身体呢？
How can Christ build his body?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？在五旬节的时候，
on the day of Pentecost,
我们被浸称工作一个身
体，
但是从此以后，感谢主，一面是充满生命的，就好像主耶稣在三十年是充满生命的一样，但是另外一方面有一个工作要做，有一个神的托付。弟兄姊妹，我们没有多少年了，就算你们在座的年轻人，你们前面还有多少年？我们要问弟兄姊妹，我们今天经不起浪费的。今天教会有没有，今天主的祷告有没有成全呢？
Is the Lord's prayer, has it been fulfilled?
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这是我里面一个很重的负担。
This is a big burden in my
现在我们明白了，
we understand,
什么叫做受圣灵的浸，什么叫做受圣灵的膏。不过大家不要走极端了。
But don't go to extremes.
不错，这是历史的事实。
This is a historical event.
膏油已经在身体里了。
The anointing is already upon the body.
能力已经在身体里了。
The baptism is already in the body.
从前有一个人，有一个船呢，就发出信号喊救，说我们没有水喝了。
And once there was a ship that was sending a distress signal out saying we have no more water to drink.
后来消息回来说，
And then they got the news back.
你的周围通通是淡水，随便喝就可以了。
He said that surrounding you is all clear water. You can drink it.
巴不得今天晚上我们随时都有水喝的。
May we all have water tonight to drink.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，你明白那个意思吗？
You understand the meaning?
那个这个高能力已经在那里了。
The power is already here.
生命的江河已经流出来了。
The rivers of living water is already flowing.
哦，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，现在圣灵要借着他的交通把所有的丰富带给我们。
The Holy Spirit through His fellowship will bring all the riches to us.
所以我想这是很清楚的。
I think this is very clear.
圣灵的浸，
The baptism of the Spirit,
圣灵的膏，
the anointing of the Holy
Spirit, 但是问题在这里，
but here's the question,
借着圣灵的交通，
through the fellowship of the Holy Spirit,
弟兄姊妹，所有客观都要变得主观的，
all the objective becomes subjective.
这就是为什么他引导我们进入一切的真理。
That's why he guides us into all truth.
教会是基督的身体，
the church is the body of Christ.
感谢主，
thank the Lord.
我们从圣灵的合一开始的，
we begin with the unity in the Spirit.
那现在我们需要什么？
Now what do we need?
现在我们要支取所有基督在为我们所完成的一切。
Now we need to appropriate all that the Lord has accomplished for us.
复活的基督，
the resurrected,
加上升天的基督，
plus the ascended.
哦，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，你明白吗？五旬节是把这所有通通加在一起的。
And the day of Pentecost, all of this was summed up.
主的第十字架，
主
从死里复活，他升到天上去。神在本性一切的丰富都在他的儿子基督里面居住。这个都在天上。
This is all in the heavens.
这个好像对路来讲在黑门山上一样。
As to the deer, it's as if it's Mount Hermon.
但是感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
现在因着那个水流交通的缘故。
Because of the river flowing of the.
你在黑门山下能够喝到黑门山上的水。
At the foot of Mount Hermon, you can drink that water from Mount Hermon.
所以弟兄姊妹，感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
是圣灵的交通把经历带给我们。
It is the fellowship of the Holy Spirit that brings us the experience.
所以我们就有经历了。
So now we have experience.
但是我们要小心。
But we have to be careful.
讲到我们经历的时候。
When we speak of experience.
因着我们已经浸在活水的江河里面。
Because we've been baptized into living water.
下面接着怎么说。
What does it say?
饮于一位圣灵。
We drink into one spirit.
浸是你进到水里面圣灵里面去
Baptism means you're baptized into the Holy Spirit
喝是让水或者圣灵进到我们里面来
To drink is so that the water or the Holy Spirit can come into us
现在你明白吗
Now do you understand
圣灵的进
The baptism in the Spirit
是指说我们在圣灵里面
It means when we are in the Holy Spirit
圣灵充满
The filling of the Spirit
是指说圣灵充满我们
Means the Spirit fills us
所以弟兄姊妹因着这个缘故现在很简单
Very simple
因为我们已经浸在那个生命的江河里面
Because we are already baptized into the living water
所以你就要张口就可以了
So now you just have to open your mouth
有的人受浸不小心喝了几口水
Sometimes when we are baptized we open our mouth and we gulp in
才一面真的浸下去了
They actually are baptized
他们也饮于那个水
And they also drank of that
这是不小心做的
They did that by mistake
但是现在我们要天天做的
But now this is something we want to do daily
所以弟兄姊妹你读圣经很清楚啊
It is very clear when you read the scripture
那一天圣灵的浸的时候
That day in the baptism of the Spirit
圣经告诉我圣经讲得很清楚
The scripture tells us very clearly
圣经怎么说呢
What does the scripture say
圣经说他们就被圣灵充满
They were filled with the Holy Spirit
感谢主弟兄姊妹
Thank the Lord
在120个人的身上
Among the 120
他们的浸和受 和那个圣灵充满是同样一件事情
Their baptism and the filling is the same thing
现在经过了2000年了
After 2000 years
圣灵的浸已经完成了
The baptism and the spirit is already accomplished
但是借着圣灵的交通
But through the fellowship of the Holy Spirit
现在我们能取用所有的圣灵浸所带给我们的好处
Now we can benefit from all the good things that happen
你不要跑到天上去
You do not have to go to heaven
你在地上天已经在这里了
You are on earth but heaven is already here
你已经被水包围住了
You are already encompassed by water
你已经被圣灵包围住了
You are surrounded by the Holy Spirit
你只要张口就可以了
You just have to open your mouth
哦弟兄姊妹你不需要等个120天你不需要等个10天
you don't have to wait 10 days.
那个时候120人等10天的缘故
120 waited for 10 days.
因为圣灵的浸要发生的
Because the baptism was to happen.
那是历史上的一个 event 一个事件
That was an event in history.
但是感谢主
But thank the Lord.
因着圣灵完成这一切了
Because the Holy Spirit has accomplished it.
他要把这一切交通给我们
He was to fellowship this
所以弟兄姊妹我们就应当被圣灵充满
So we need to be filled with the Spirit.
所以圣经怎么说呢
So what did the Bible tell us?
圣经很明显地告诉我们说我们应当要被圣灵充满亲爱的弟兄姊妹我想是很清楚的所以我们看见这是两面的讲到主观的时候讲到经历的时候圣经是说我们被圣灵充满所以很有意思的当五旬节以后
After the day of
五旬节那一天他们被圣灵充满
On that day, they were filled with the Spirit.
然后彼得也被圣灵充满
And Peter was also filled.
圣经没有说他受浸
But Peter, the Bible didn't say Peter was baptized.
保罗也这样
Paul the same.
那些门徒聚在一起圣灵充满他们
As the disciples were gathered together they were filled.
所以这什么意思
What does that mean?
这给我们看见
It shows us.
历史的事实只有一次
In history that event happened once.
One baptism many fillings.只有一个受浸结果有许多次的充满
One baptism, many fillings.
所以弟兄姊妹我们应当被圣灵充满
We need to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
因为主的话很清楚告诉我们说
Because the scripture tells us very clearly,
不要醉酒
Do not be drunk
酒能够使人放荡
But we're in an excess.
乃是被圣灵充满
But be filled with the Spirit.
好了感谢主
Thank the Lord.
现在你把圣经里面关于圣灵充满的圣经把它放在一起
So now if you gather all the verses regarding the filling of the Spirit,
你把它放在一起以后
together,
你发现很有意思
very
圣灵形容我们被圣灵充满的时候
when the Holy Spirit describes how we are to be filled,
它有两种情形去形容它
he uses two different descriptions.
比方说
For example,
彼得被圣灵充满
Peter was filled with the Spirit.
这是一个行动
This is an action.
是已经完成的行动
It's already accomplished action.
所以你看见很明显的圣灵充满他在那个时候
Very clearly, he has been filled with the Spirit.
所以当你读使徒行传的时候
When you read Acts,
比方说保罗被圣灵充满
when Paul was filled with the Spirit.
比方说他们祷告完了聚会的地方他们就都被圣灵充满
And they, after they prayed, they were all filled with the Holy Spirit.
所以弟兄姊妹这很明显是个经历的
That is an experience.
那么这个是一类的圣经。
That is one section of scripture.
On class.
One class.
当你读这一群这一班的圣经的时候
And when you see this class of
scripture, 你发现很有意思。
You see something very interesting.
这些人被充满的时候
When these people were filled,
他们是为着建立基督的身体。
It is for the cause of building the body of Christ.
你看见吗？彼得在那里是为圣灵充满，不是为他自己的。
Peter was not filled for himself.
保罗也不是为他自己的
Paul was not filled for himself.
整个聚会大震动也是为了建立基督的身体的所以弟兄姊妹所以你看见吗当他们被圣灵充满的时候你看见身体在那里有个工作
因
为这个缘故你看见这个能这个圣灵被圣灵充满乃是被能力的圣灵充满弟兄姊妹很清楚的你不能说没有这个东西在圣经里是有这个东西的如果没有这个东西的话你怎么解释威尔士大复兴
How do you explain the great Welsh revival?
你怎么解释摩尔维亚大教会大复兴
How do you describe the Moravian revival?
不错里面有很多的假冒不错
Yes, there is much counterfeit in there.
但是也有圣灵自己的工作
But there is also the work of the Holy Spirit.
所以弟兄姊妹
so, brothers and sisters,
昨天我们弟兄所说的一点都不错
Yesterday our brother spoke very clearly.
等到复兴的火焰被燃烧起来的时候
When the fire of revival is kindled,
挡也挡不住的
You cannot contain it.
当威士利约翰被主兴起来的时候
When John Wesley was brought forth from the
那个复兴的火一点起来的时候你知道那个结果是什么叫英国能够免去像法国那样的流血革命
It saved England from what happened to France the,、
bloody revolution.
the bloody revolution
所以弟兄姊妹你看见胜利的工作是稀奇的
The work of the Holy Spirit is amazing.
但是威士利汉的工作
But the work of John Wesley
乃是为着建立基督的身体
is for the building of the body of Christ.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹我们当然需要火
We need fire.
当然这个天气讲火是更热了
Of course, if we speak of fire in this weather,
但是弟兄姊妹你看得很清楚的
so we see very clearly.
我们需要火
We need fire.
需要圣灵的能力
We need the power of
这证明什么
What does that prove?
这证明是圣灵的膏
That proves the anointing of the
Holy Spirit. 所以弟兄姊妹你原谅我我今天要请 Lance Lambert 原谅我说到他的事
so I want to ask for the forgiveness of Lance Lambert because I'm going to speak of him
我每次和他在一起祷告的时候
every time I pray with our brother
我有很多次和他在一起祷告
and I prayed much with our brother
我几乎每一次都听见他这么祷告
I pray every time I pray with him I hear this
主啊但愿我们为你说话的时候你给我们 special anointing 给我们特别的恩膏
he always prays for us Special anointing from the Lord.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
感谢主
Thank the Lord.
我们在家里应该被圣灵充满
We have to be filled in the Spirit at home.
但是你起来为主说话的时候
But when you speak for the Lord,
弟兄姊妹什么叫做为主说话
What does it mean to speak for the Lord?
为主说话就是再一次经过生产的痛苦
To speak for the Lord means to go through birth pains once again.
叫基督能够再就是叫降生在伯利恒的基督再降生在这里。
So that the Christ that was birthed in Bethlehem can be birthed here today.
意思就是说叫人能遇见我们的主。
In other words, so that we can, the people can see our Lord.
笑话每个人都可以讲的。
Jokes many people can
say. 你可以讲讲每个人都很高兴。
And everybody can laugh at jokes.
所以弟兄姊妹有的时候我们帮助年轻人的时候
When we've helped the youth,
他们很高兴为主讲话。
They are very happy to speak.
因为他讲了几个笑话一个加两个两个加三个。
And many times they hear many jokes.
所以大家哈哈大笑。
And everybody is laughing.
他高兴得很。
They're very happy.
他得意得很。
They're very happy.
他觉得很成功。
The preacher feels very
happy. 那我常常问他一句话。
But sometimes I ask.
我说弟兄你不要看别人怎么说。
I asked, brother, don't see how.
你聚会完了以后，一定很多人说啊，你今天讲的太好了。
After the meeting, people say, oh, you spoke a great word.
弟兄姊妹，你一定会碰到这么许多弟兄姊妹。
And you'll meet many brothers.
他们真是爱你啊，真是鼓励你，今天讲的太好了。
They will encourage you and say, oh, you spoke a great word.
但是弟兄姊妹，当你为主说话的时候，
you speak for the Lord.
有一件事你要问。
You have to ask one question.
你有没有觉得有膏油？
Did you sense the anointing?
弟兄姊妹，如果你觉得有膏油，
if you have sensed the anointing,
别人可以误会你，
others can misunderstand,
别人可以攻击你，
others can attack you.
弟兄姊妹，不要紧，
no matter.
你看见吗？
Do you see that?
这就是上头来的能力。
That is the power from above.
哦，弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
在家里需要被圣灵充满。
You have to be filled with the Spirit.
你传福音的时候，
when you preach the gospel,
我们需要主特别的恩膏。
We need a special anointing.
但是弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
你看见五旬节是不要再发生一次，不是再 repeat 一次。
The day of Pentecost does not be repeated.
能力已经在基督的身体里。
The power is already in Christ.
现在问题就是，
so here's the
你的工作是什么工作？
What is your work?
你在这里讲笑话，那你在这里在建造基督的身体。
Are you here to speak or to share jokes, or are you here to build the body?
所以弟兄姊妹，我觉得这个再实际不过了。
I cannot see anything more.
所以
real than this.
你读圣灵充满这个词的时候，
when you read the Holy Spirit this term,
你很明显的你看见这一幅的图画。
Very clearly you see this.
非常非常清楚的。
It's very clear.
但是还有一部分圣经，
there is another portion of scripture.
很有意思的。
It's very clear.
他所用的不是个动词。
It does not use a verb.
不是，它不是一个行动，不是个行动。
It's not an action.
当他讲到被圣灵充满的时候，
when it speaks of being filled with the Spirit,
他用的是 present continuous tense. 他所用的那个语式呢，是现在继续进行式的。
It uses a present continuous tense.
你们要被圣灵充满。
You shall be filled with the Spirit.
弟兄姊妹，这句话什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
就是你要常常继续的被圣灵充满。
You will continuously, you should continuously be filled with the Spirit.
所以这个被圣灵充满，
so this being filled with the Spirit,
不是光是一个 action,
it's not just one action,
不是光是个行动，
it's not just one action,
它是个状态。
It is a state.
是个属灵的状态。
It is a spiritual state.
所以如果我们要翻这些圣经的话，
so if we were to look at this passage,
我们应该翻作满有圣灵。
We say it is full of the Spirit.
耶稣被圣灵充满，
and Jesus was being full of the Spirit.
从约旦河回来，
returned from the Jordan.
那个原文是满有圣灵。
In the original, that meant he was full of the Holy Spirit.
所以弟兄们，当从你们中间选出七个有好名声、被圣灵充满、智慧充足的人。
And therefore, wherefore, brethren, look ye out among your seven men of honest report, full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom, whom ye may appoint over.
这个被圣灵充满在原文是满有圣灵。
In the original, it's full of the Holy Spirit.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
so, brothers and sisters,
这里讲到巴拿巴，
here speak of Barnabas,
讲到这个，还有讲到斯提凡，
speaks of Stephen.
所以弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
你看见这也是被圣灵充满。
That means being filled with the Spirit.
如果用我们懂得的话来说，
if we are to use terms that we,
就是被生命的灵充满。
That is to be filled with the Spirit of life.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
什么时候被圣灵充满呢？
When are you filled with the Spirit?
不是讲道的时候，
not when you're preaching,
是做丈夫的时候，
but it's when you're a husband,
做妻子的时候，
wife,
你怎么做主人？
When you are a host,
怎么做仆人？
How, when you are a master,
你看见主保罗告诉他们，你们要被圣灵充满，
you have to be filled with the Spirit.
然后告诉我们要怎么做丈夫，
and Paul told us how,
怎么做姊妹，
how does,
怎么做妻子，然后弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？就在普通家庭的生活里面，
just in the family life,
你看见这个人是被圣灵充满的。
This man is filled with the Holy Spirit.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so, brothers,
我想这是很清楚很清楚。
I think this is very, very clear.
那么到底我们怎么样能被圣灵充满呢？
How can we be filled with the Holy Spirit?
弟兄姊妹，我再说，
I say again,
一面是生命的灵充满，
on one hand being filled with the Spirit of life,
很有意思的。
It's very interesting.
当讲到诗歌颂词赞美神的时候，
when we speak of singing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs,
以弗所书说你们要被圣灵充满，
Ephesians says you have to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
哥罗西书怎么说呢？
What does Colossians,
要用各样的智慧把基督的道理丰丰富富藏在你们的心里。 Let the word of Christ,
dwell in your heart. in all wisdom.
那么弟兄姊妹，这什么意思？
What does this mean?
同样的一件事情。
The same thing.
下面同样讲怎样做丈夫。
It tells us how to be a husband.
怎样做妻子。
How to be a wife.
弟兄姊妹，这是你日常的生活。
This is a daily life.
不要忘记。
But don't forget.
就在这个时候，神说你们要被神的灵充满。
It is at this time that he says you have to be filled with the
Spirit. 什么被神的灵充满？
How are you to be filled with the Spirit?
你应当被神的话充满。
You have to be filled with the word of the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹，你记住使徒行传。
When you read for the act,
每次讲到圣灵的工作的时候
Spirit,
一定有神的话的
you have the word of God.
所以弟兄姊妹你看见吗
you see that?
一个被圣灵充满的人
Somebody who is filled with the Spirit,
一定被神的话充满
has to be filled with the
被神的话充满的人
And when you're filled with the word,
一定是被神圣灵充满的
And you're filled with the Spirit.
所以弟兄姊妹
so, brothers and sisters,
许多时候因为我们讲自己的话所以没有能力但是弟兄姊妹如果你真的被神的话充满的话你一定是被圣灵充满的所以弟兄姊妹但愿主开我们的眼睛凡是能不说为主不说话的人才能为主说话弟兄姊妹我们自己的话说太多了当然没有能力嘛但是不要忘记当建立基督身体的时候毫无疑问的我们一面我们的确要被圣灵充满另一面我们要被神的话来充满那当然怎么样被充满呢我的时间已经没有了那怎样被圣灵充满有一点路的圣经里面很清楚给我们看见的那么关于这个怎样被圣灵能力的灵充满也是有道路的我们没有时间去说它但是不要紧我简单的来说弟兄们自从五旬节以后那个受圣灵受圣灵膏已经完成了现在我们每天所要经历的乃是圣灵的交通你怎么被圣灵神的灵充满生命的灵充满你怎么被能力的灵充满亲爱的弟兄姊妹简单的一句话乃是圣灵的交通父的神的慈爱耶稣基督的恩惠和圣灵的交通常与你们同在亲爱的弟兄姊妹这是 benediction 这是祝福的话这个祝福话的什么意思感谢主神已经为我们完成了一切现在黑门山的丰富都在黑门山底下在地好像在天一样所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹你明白这幅图画吗这个图画是很清楚很清楚的借着圣灵的运行把属天的都带到我们的面前来了所以感谢主弟兄姊妹最后我给大家一幅图画我已经给你们两个图画了我们的这个蓝培的牛给你火太热了
Our brother Lance gave you fire, it's too hot.
所以我给你们都是凉快的。
So I always give you something that's refreshing.
一个是活水的江河。
And I give you rivers of living water.
一个你看见亚伦的怎样流下来的高流下来的。
And the picture of Aaron and the anointing on the
讲到圣灵的交通的时候。
Now we speak of the fellowship.
最清楚的一幅图画。
The clearest picture.
就是创世纪第二章。
As Genesis 2.
你到伊甸园里面去的时候你看你伊甸园不是有火河流下来吗
Do you remember the river of fire flowing?
那第一条河叫做比逊河
The first river was called the river of Pishon
很有意思的你在伊甸园里面
When in Eden,
你如果顺着那个河走的话
If you follow that river,
你找到金子
you will see gold.
再等一等你找到珍珠跟宝石
You will see pearls and onyx.
稀奇的很弟兄姊
妹 It's very interesting.
你要问金子从哪里来的
You're going to ask, where did this gold come from?
金子本来在山里面的
the gold was before in the mountain.
宝石从哪里来的
where did the precious stone come?
宝石是在山里面的
also in the mountain.
经过了地震
and through earthquake.
那个宝石就慢慢推到表面上来了
and the precious stone was pushed to the surface.
但是还不行的
but not only that,
需要大的暴风雨
there has to be a great storm.
然后水就把它流下来
so that the water would carry.
所以是水把那些金子把那些宝石就流到伊甸园里面去
so the water flowed the gold and the precious stone.
亲爱的弟兄你明白吗所有山里面的丰富
All the richness in that mountain,
现在都在伊甸园里面
now in Eden.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，你明白吗？今天因着圣灵的交通，你如果顺着圣灵的水流，你一定会找到金子，你一定会找到宝石，而且你一定会找到珍珠的。所以弟兄姊妹，顺着你顺着圣灵的水流走，你一定要找到金子的，那代表神的性情，代表是珍珠代表圣灵的工作，宝石也代表十字架的工作。亲爱的弟兄姊妹，当你进入圣灵的交通的时候，感谢主，你找到金子了，我们就得着了天上许多的丰富。我的女儿十岁的时候，她有一天要把一个金笔送给她的祖父，结果被这个哥哥看见了，结果他说女孩子最好不要送这个。
And he told her sister, girls should not give these type of pens.
结果等到送礼物的那一天，
so on the day that she was to give that,
我的女儿不是送那个金笔给她公公的。
My daughter did not give that pen to her grandfather.
我太太就问她什么事情发生了。
So my wife asked the daughter, why did you not give the pen?
她怎么说呢？
She said,
她说我本来不要把金笔给哥哥的。
She said, I didn't want to give that pen to my brother.
但是我不知道为什么我的胃就开始说话了。
But my stomach started to speak to me.
胃一直说话，说到我哭了，我就把金笔给我哥哥。
My stomach spoke so much to me, I started to cry, and after I cried, I gave that pen to my
brother. 他不懂得圣灵在住在他里面。
She did not understand that the Holy Spirit.
他也不知道是这个水从山上流到伊甸园，他不知道。
She did not know that this water flowed down to the.
他就十岁。
She was only ten.
他已经得救了。
She already was saved.
圣灵在他里面。
The Holy Spirit was in her.
弟兄姊妹，他愿意把金笔给他哥哥。
She was willing to give that pen to her brother.
这不是金子是什么？
If that is not gold.What is it?
这不是宝石是什么？
If it is not precious,
这不是珍珠是什么？
If it is not a pearl, what is it?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
this is,
你看见这个就是圣灵的交通。
This is the fellowship of the Holy Spirit.
珍珠、
pearl,
宝石、
precious stone,
金子、
gold,
做什么用的？
What are they used for?
你读到最后新耶路撒冷出现的时候，
When you see the New Jerusalem,
你看见新耶路撒冷所有的材料是金子、宝石还有珍珠。
All of the material of New Jerusalem is gold, precious stones, and pearls.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so brothers and sisters,
但愿主的话与我们能记得主自己的话。
May we remember the Lord's word.
所以我们最后一同来读哥林多后书第十三章第十四节。
So, let us conclude with 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 14.
我们好不好一同读这句话？
Let us read in unison.
你可以用各种不同的语言都可以。
You can use any language.
我们哥林多后书第十三章第十四节。
Second Corinthians 13:14.
好，我们一同来。
Let us read.
愿主耶稣基督的恩惠、神的慈爱、圣灵的感动，常与你们众人同在。圣灵的感动，原文就是圣灵的交通。
This is the fellowship of the Holy Spirit.
但愿主对我们的心说话。
May the Lord speak to our hearts.
我们低头祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你，为了这些话，我们向你献上感谢。
Dear Lord, we thank you for these words. We worship you.
为着建立基督的身体。
To build the body of.
我们求你使用这些话。
We ask that you would use these words.
我们特别想到我们中间的年轻人。
We especially remember the youth among us.
你开他们的眼睛。
Open up their eyes.
在你回来以前。
That before your return.
但愿你的膏油在他们的身上。
May you anoint them.
主啊，仰望你。
We look.
在你回来以前。
Before your return.
你能得着一个荣耀的教会。
May you gain a glorious church.
把荣耀爱戴都归给你。
All glory and love be unto you.
靠主耶稣基督可爱的名。
In Jesus' precious name.
Amen.